Hello. Connect the dots. This is a 2020 U.S. presidential campaign. I am the candidate, Tom Edison, and I'm doing things differently. I'm cutting a new path through the woods. This is a show where only truth is spoken. None of this political correctness, which by definition is a lie. Welcome all you loving people out there. How about that one for a new phrase? You peace-loving people. Well, everyone loves peace. Unfortunately, a lot of us are cheated out of peace by troublemakers, world conquerors, and all kinds of other stuff like that. Well, anyhow, today is October 7th, 2017. And I do feel it's necessary to make mention that in 2 days is going to be the birthday of that famous, world-famous person, John Lennon. That's right, October 9th, John Lennon. Happy birthday, John Lennon. A legend that lived beyond his life. Still talked about today. And I want to give him a little recognition tonight. You know, it would be nice to do it on the 9th, but my radio show is on the 7th. But that's close enough. It's an early happy birthday, John Lennon. There should be statues of John Lennon in America. Should be statues of him in Britain, a lot of other places too. Because he was part of that world-famous group, the Beatles. The people that changed the world without even trying. If you're into love and good vibrations, how can you not love John Lennon? Him and his mates came over here from England, and they just won us over with their fantastic music, their showmanship, their personalities, and the messages they brought to the whole world with their music. That's right. I consider John Lennon one of the most philosophical. We could even call him a prophet, though he wouldn't probably think of himself like that. But when him and his buddies, the Beatles, came over here and showed us their interpretation of rock and roll, they were writing songs that had philosophies in them. I mean, that's why this man deserves recognition. There should be statues. Forget about the Confederate statues. Why aren't there proposals for statues of John Lennon? I mean, he lived across from Central Park. Why, you know, there's Strawberry Fields there, but why isn't there a statue of John Lennon? Or even a statue of the Beatles? You know? We're talking about great people here, so I have to talk about it a little tonight. You know, when you think of all the... I'm going to run through some of the words on some of his songs, because this is what's rarely talked about. The great lyric writing, phrases that brought philosophy to rock and roll music. I mean, I'm not going to go through every song and every title, but just for starters, one of the biggest hits of all time, the record She Loves You. You know, it's a known fact, John and Paul wrote that record together. And in the third verse, you have to pay attention to the words, because this is part of the magic that the Beatles brought to the world. In the third verse, the words go, "Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her." I mean, that's fantastic philosophy right there. Something that nobody was saying in rock and roll music. She loves you, you know, with a love like that, you know, you should be glad. Well, that's for sure. When you have great love, you should be glad. And that's more than just a cute little phrase. It's great philosophy. And we know he was behind writing a lot of other songs. I'll get back to him later, because this is Connect the Dots. And now I'm going to stay with John Lennon just for a second. If he was around still, what is going on today, believe me, he'd be connecting the dots. He'd be the one out there publicly advocating for peace still, though that's a hard thing to get. But he'd be talking about the insanity going on in the United Kingdom and the rest of Europe. There's nothing but subversive things going on, upsetting culture, and he'd certainly be making records about it. In fact, you got to wonder why there are no bands around now making social political statements. Oh, and while I'm talking about music, by the way, it's call-in show, number's 888-627-6008. If you have anything, comments you want to make about John Lennon, it's his coming up birthday. Even if you just want to call up and say, "Happy birthday, John," do that, because this man needs more recognition than he's gotten, even though he's gotten a tremendous amount. He deserves more. He brought so much goodness into the world, changed the world forever with his music, his great band, the Beatles. That's right, we can actually attribute the Beatles to John Lennon, because he's kind of like the starter of the band. He had a band before the other guys had bands, and he eventually gathered together the other three guys that would create the greatest rock and roll band ever. It'll never be duplicated, you know. You'd have to have four unique individuals with four personalities and four outstanding musical abilities to recreate that. That's a hard thing to put together, you know, especially if you're trying to do it intentionally. The magic came together for them because all they were trying to do really is just be a great rock and roll band. They succeeded at that. And lo and behold, unleashed the most magical experience the human race has ever experienced. So, oh, that's right. Well, we're talking about music. I finally got my... That's right. If it wasn't for people like John Lennon, I would have never got interested in music. And as such, over the years, I put together, I became a songwriter. I wrote songs. Finally, I have my CD on CD Baby to make it easy for people to get. That's right. If you go to CD Baby, I've got my album out there now, Songs Better Than Dylan. And I'm sure I don't have to tell you how to get to CD Baby. To buy it, you go to store.cdbaby. Well, when you get a chance, check it out. You know, you get to listen to preview tunes. Of course, at the end of this show, you hear the first song of that CD. And it's worth buying, because it's a collection of great written songs, of which I have to give credit to John Lennon for showing me the way of how to write songs and write fantastic lyrics. And like I said, if he was on the scene today, he would be certainly out there vocalizing against all the insanity going on. And boy, do we have insanity going on. So I'm just going to skip off John Lennon. Say it one more time. Happy birthday, John Lennon. A great man. It's his birthday officially October 9th. And if you're in the New York City area, go over to Central Park across from the Dakota Hotel. There's a gathering every year there. People come together and they sing Beatles songs. I don't know if it happens anywhere else, but it happens in Central Park every year at the place called Strawberry Fields, another one of the great songs written by John Lennon. In that case, probably co-written with Paul. But let me move on here. Talk about insanity. You have to talk about it because the fake news media they're going to milk this story to death. And it's a story that people, we need to talk about. You know, Las Vegas. You know, simple. You go on the internet, you go on Twitter or anything like that, and everybody's talking about, we've all come to the same conclusion, false flag operation. More lies by the official government-owned media that just wants to blame this guy, who is obviously the patsy, the fall guy for this thing. They've just proven the comments made already for the official story, yet fake news media continues to move on with their fake news story. So if you want to hear the real story, well, you better go on the internet and go searching around, because everybody else has figured out the riddle pretty much. You know, there's multiple shooters. There's explanations why this guy was gambling. The whole thing has been uncovered, not by mainstream media. They're still telling this fake story, one gunman, and we know what that's all about. They're trying to get some, you know, ridiculous gun control legislation that has been proven doesn't work. You're not going to get, somebody wants to go out and commit a crime, if somebody wants to amass a stockpile of guns, doesn't matter what laws you have in place, they're going to do it, because there'll always be a desire for guns and there'll always be people selling them. And the only thing restrictive laws do is really kind of make it difficult for people who want to just have a gun to protect themselves. And you do need a gun to protect yourselves. Somebody pulls a gun on you, the only thing you're, that's, unless you're some, you know, unless you're Chuck Norris or somebody knows how to take a gun out of somebody's hand, you need a gun to do the Mexican standoff at least. That's a reality. You know, again, don't listen to any of this nonsense, anything they say about gun control on fake news media, because it's all propaganda. You know, it's all in with the people that want to take everybody's gun away in the world, so just like the Nazis did in Germany, and then just walk in and pull the guns on you, and you have nothing to defend yourself from. And then they just march you off wherever they want under gun control, their gun control. And that's what we in America, you know, we see through this nonsense, and that's why people are never going to give up their guns, except a few stupid people that allow themselves to be manipulated by fake news media. I mean, this is a real conversation, what I'm talking here. And so this is tonight's show, kind of dedicated to John Lennon, whose birthday is actually in 2 days. Sure, he wouldn't be in favor of having guns, probably, but at the same time, you know, he was a realist, too. Or at least one time he was a realist. You know, that you need, you know, you have to have a way to protect yourself when the only people that have the guns are the criminals. That's all gun control is going to do. Take, restrict law-abiding people from having the ability to protect themselves. Nobody can talk a real conversation otherwise. So much for that. It's sad to see that they just want to talk BS on the news about this, and they just want to drag. This is, you know, the perfect opportunity for politicians to get on the bandwagon and just try to make like they're doing something for you when they never do anything for you. Or the few that do are always in the minority, so all the good stuff never happens. And we know that's the story. Meanwhile, let me just jump back to John Lennon here for a second. You know, there's a lot of people now that are into improving themselves, which is a good thing. You know, they're focusing on love. We have the people into the one thing where we unify ourselves, and there is a collective consciousness of human beings out there. But at the same time, we are living on an evil world, controlled by evil, and we have to protect ourselves because the evil will come in and just mow us down. You know, you might be sitting there in your living room doing yoga and feeling all bliss while the stormtrooper militias are marching down your street, busting into everyone's house and rounding you up and taking you to the FEMA camp. The death camps of the future. Everybody sees this. We have videos on it. We know this is what is being planned. And our government, who is supposed to be protecting us here in the U.S., is going to allow this to happen. No, I'm not crazy. I'm informed. And it's time, you know, you want to talk about peace and love, that's great. You want to talk about projecting that. That's one of my statements I come up with in life. Projecting love will gather love. And that's true. And you still have to, you know, make an attempt to protect yourself from what's coming down the road. I've talked about it in other shows, but, you know, I just have to refresh everybody's mind here. Because this is important stuff. The world control morons who are just obsessed with power have told us for years they're going to depopulate the world down to 500 million. The information is out there. If you're not aware about it, you're not paying attention. How many year warnings are they supposed to give us? Well, the warning's been out there for over 30 years. Specifically, they're going to bring the population down to 500 million, which means 90 to 95% of the people must be eliminated, cease to exist, killed, whatever you want to call it. And they're in the process of doing that now. Eventually, it's going to kick in full steam, and like I said, you're going to be sitting home doing yoga on your mat, and the stormtroopers are going to be marching down your street, busting down everyone's door, dragging everyone out, putting you into paddy wagons, school buses, whatever. They're going to take you to the FEMA camps, and they're going to not turn on the gas, they're going to turn on the juice, and they'll fry you in a couple of minutes with microwave technologies. It's planned already. You know, it's just a matter of time when this is going to happen. That's why you better, if you have a gun, you better hold on to it, because you don't want to just be victimized that easily, and that's what the plan is. And that's why there's always this big push to take away all the guns. Here we are back to guns. Well, let's talk a real conversation here. And people have been bringing this up on the internet. If gun control really worked, what's going on with Chicago, right? Strict gun control laws, but in America here, one of the more people are getting shot with in Chicago every day with guns than anywhere else. So there's your proof there. It just doesn't work. But you know, common sense should have told you that anyhow. And don't think you're immune, you know. Like I said, you know, you could be sitting there in bliss, meditating. That's not going to stop the evil world controllers from just walking up your street and killing you. Of course, they have the high-tech weapons. Now, millions will be killed just turning on the switch. The 5G, new 5G network coming. They're going to kill people with that, too. Don't let them put one up on the corner of your block. And I hear they have to put one up on every block. And you'll just play along with that. You think, oh, boy, I've got 5G. The 5G will kill you. This is, you know, this is an educational show here, and we're just going to talk the truth about what's going on. You need to look into it for yourself. So let me just jump back to John Lennon here. When you think about all the great songs he wrote and co-wrote, come on, all you need is love. Well, you know, that's a great philosophical statement, but we're on planet Earth here, and we need actually a little more than just love, because not everyone is going to play along with that, especially the fanatics and the military groups that want to do everything by force. They are brainwashed to the point that they're not going to listen to reason or listen to good ideas like that. But all you need is love. Love is all you need. And some of the great lyrics that John Lennon wrote and sang in songs that expressed human emotion that hadn't been expressed in pop music before. It was an elevation to our thinking and our feelings, which was increasing the love factor of human beings. And he did more of his share of bringing love into the world than most people ever have the opportunity to. And we need to remember him for that. In fact, that would be a great saying under a statue of John Lennon, and there should be all statues of him all around the country. You know? Unfortunately, most of our statues so far are military people. Well, that's, you know, that's been the propaganda of the world controllers for ages. You know, that's what the history books are filled with. Military people, conquests, invasions. Well, you know, we need to change our reality. And advocating statues and actually making them and installing them in public places of great people like John Lennon, maybe under a statue, the statement, all you need is love. These are good things for a society. And, you know, take my ideas here and go with it. I can't do everything, but I can put the ideas out there. And example of great loving things put in songs. One of the greatest Beatles songs of all time, I Should Have Known Better, with a girl like you, that I would love everything that you do. And when I tell you that I love you, you're going to say you love me too. Ooh, ooh. I mean, that's great thoughts there, because we all want to be loved, and when we tell someone we love them, we want them to say it back to us, because that's good human communication. I never knew what a kiss could be. It could only happen to me. What an elating statement of human, you know, good feelings. All in the song. It's amazing. I should have known better with a girl like you that I would love everything that you do. Wow. Have you been lucky enough to experience those things? I can say I have, but unfortunately, some people aren't provided with that opportunity. You know, I mean, John Lennon made so many great statements in his life. He should be reveled up there with the great philosophers. You know, we know some of them. Confucius, say, well, if we were just to take some of the lines out of Beatles songs, that basically the ones where he's singing the lead, we know he wrote that song. And put them against other great philosophical statements, he's up there with the best. In fact, he ought to be listed not only as the starter of the greatest rock and roll band there ever was, the Beatles. He should be recognized as one of the greatest philosophers of the human race, because philosophies and great human statements were being put into the songs. In fact, the words alone should be put into a book. Call it poems. Call it human inspiration. Because that's part of what made the Beatles, that's how they changed the world. They were projecting good emotions. They were enlightening us with their feelings about human behavior. Feelings described in the way music had things that music never had taken on. And especially if you were youth of the youth culture, and here come these guys and they're just saying all these beautiful, wonderful things, and John Lennon was at the forefront of that. You know, from the first album, I mean, you know, and writing songs like "Anytime at all you got to do is call and I'll be there." That's something we all want to hear, you know. "If the sun has faded away, just look into my eyes, I'll be there, you know, for you." And one song just goes on into another. You know, he sang the lead in the famous song, "This Boy." "Oh, and this boy would be happy just to love you." How? What girl doesn't want to hear that? And those were the things that won the hearts of people. And that's why, let's give a little recognition and gratitude to John Lennon, a leader in world society. I mean, he got the collective wheel moving, him and his mates, with their Beatle music. And then they had their one of the best entertaining, we could call it, musical movies of all times. If you haven't seen it, you ought to see it. It's exploding with love and humor, called A Hard Day's Night. You know, it's kind of like the story of what they were going through in the height of their fame, their popularity, the ecstatic behavior that they were able to generate. And one of the interesting things about that movie, A Hard Day's Night, John Lennon seemed to get all the funny lines in the movie. His personality just, you know, exploded on the screen. And kind of overnight, he became the most popular Beatle just because of that movie. And because he had all the funny lines in the movie, you know, by a stroke of luck. And then he became a spokesman for that generation. You know, eventually he got into the peace movement. All we are saying is give peace a chance. And just the lyrics on the songs that were written. I mean, it's kind of sad. He was predicting, one of his songs, he was actually predicting his future, though no one knew at the time. Ballad of John and Yoko. The way things have been going, talking about him going around the world trying to promote peace. The way things have been going, they're going to crucify me. You know, that's almost beyond coincidence that he should have been singing that. But what we really need to love him for is and celebrate his birthday. It's just all those great songs of love and human situations that he would talk about in his music, in the songs. And I'll get back to John Lennon later. In the meantime, happy birthday, John. Wherever you may be, perhaps looking down on us from a higher point of view. And we're still back here in reality. This is 2017. And there's issues that we have to deal with. You know, I've been mentioning this term lately, the collective wheel of man. Well, we could say the Beatles gave the collective wheel of man a big push, and things really got rolling in the 60s. Not only they won the hearts and souls of a lot of people, they changed the music industry forever, and they changed the world forever. They changed haircuts forever. And they, what another thing everybody loved about the Beatles as personal individuals and their ability to speak out against the phony ruling system we still had. You know, they were kind of like rebels there. And but they were doing it in a good way. You know, they were wittily mocking the foolishness of society. And there again, John Lennon at the forefront. He displayed his wit in very effective ways. Cleverly making comments on things. There was a song he wrote called Sexy Sadie, which later we found out was about the fake Maharishi. Talk about fake news. What about a fake Maharishi preaching love and all this higher stuff, and then he's ends up being accused of raping me, a pharaoh. Well, John Lennon did a satirical song about him, referring to the fake Maharishi in that song, Sexy Sadie. Look into it. Listen to it. And I hear it's a full moon. How can you hear it's a full moon? Well, I've got good hearing, you know. Do you know the moon resonates? Well, of course, everything resonates. I don't know how many of us can actually hear the moon resonating, but it's resonating all the time, and a full moon resonates powerfully. Not to mention, it has a draw on you, pulls the water up in the air. That's a scientific fact. In fact, while we're talking about the moon, this is an educational show, by the way. There used to be an excuse I hear over in England that for a number of years you could go to court, and if it was a full moon out when you committed a crime, that was a legitimate defense, that the moon was affecting your judgment. Sounds crazy, but, you know, it's a fact. Look it up. I mean, I can see there's a little logic to that. I mean, of course, it's not really a defense for a crime, but the moon does have a draw on something. Liquids like water pulls up the tides. And you do have water in your brain. 70% of your brain is basically a water fluid. So the moon's pulling on that. Now, that might short-circuit some of your circuits in your moon, in your mind. So I can see there's, you know, a little theorizing there, connection. Eventually, they got rid of that defense in England. So you can't go out and commit crimes and blame the moon anymore. And of course, it's something to think about. I can't get away from John Lennon tonight. I mean, because this is to give him some recognition, because he'll get, fake news media will give him maybe 5 minutes at the most. And I've gone beyond that already. And he deserves more than 5 minutes, definitely. You know? You look back, he's singing the song Revolution. You say you want a revolution. We'd all love to see the plan. But when you talk about people with minds that hate, I'll tell you, brothers, you're going to have to wait. Well, you know, great statements there. Now what do we have? A bunch of maniacs on the street looking to create violence. You know, we need more songs like that, giving us good advice as opposed to bad advice. Philosophical statements. There's nothing that you can do that can't be done. John Lennon at its best. Well, you know. Here's a statement that he's noted for saying. I don't think it was put in a song, but it's a great philosophical statement. Should be enlightening to anyone who hears it, so I'm going to say it again. There are no problems, only solutions. I advocate them myself, too. Sure, there's a lot of problems in the world, but there's solutions to them. That's why, again, I'm running for president of the United States, because I've got solutions. I know how to find a solution to a problem. I'm an expert at it, which makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. You know, I've got a talent, and when you've got this talent, you know you have it. That's it. What's the problem? Okay, let me look at it. Oh, that's an easy one to solve. That's how easy it works when you've trained your mind to solve problems. These are the type of people that should be in government, people who know how to solve problems. Not the grandstanders who are out there now flapping their lips and saying nothing and lying to the general public with their political correctness statements. That's right. Political correctness, by definition, is a lie. Hey, this is an educational show here. And listen, if anything inspires you to call up, call in. Number is 888-627-6008. Now, if nobody calls in tonight, I'll have to believe, I guess nobody's, there are no John Lennon fans out there. You know, I mean, I can't look into the audience and see how old everybody is, you know. There's probably a lot of new, younger people out there that don't understand whom John Lennon was and what an important person he was and all the great contributions he made to this world. You might have heard his name before. Oh, yeah, wasn't he one of the Beatles? Yeah, he was. But his fame and contributions to humanity go beyond that. And it continued for years through his life. He became part of the peace movement. And he was against the phony government, like most of us should be, because the phony government is going to allow us to be killed. That's sick. That's the way it is. You know, I talk about this a couple minutes every show, because you got to be reminded weekly. You have to be reminded that it's on the menu. Kill most of the people on planet Earth. All I got to say is, hey, you know, I got a book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. I talk about it there. I explain that this plan has been on the books for a long, long time. Yes, there is a plan for a world takeover. And I mentioned in my book, back in the 1990s, The takeover date was set for 2018. What? You know, the people who put this information out, they're, you know, they're on a secret project. They know what's going on. They're behind the scenes. They know all the big players. And that was the target date for the world takeover. Well, we're in 2017. 2018 is not far away. And if you open your eyes and go out there and look what's going on, go beyond the fake news media, it's moving in that direction. And they have all the weapons they need to do it. They could do it tomorrow. But they want to make sure they get at least 90% of the people dead. If they did tomorrow, they might only get 70% of the people. So they got to do a little more preparation, you know, a little more. Trojan horses have to be placed, and then zap, when somebody gives the command, I don't know who's going to give the command, the devil himself, I don't know, but somebody out there, Mr. Big, Mr. Moneybags, is going to say, okay, now, and then all the obedient traitors of the human race are going to flick the switches, give the commands for the military to move in, take over the key centers of America and the other, of course, all countries in the world. The governments are pretty well controlled already, but they're going to do the final thing when the plan goes into effect. So wake up. They can do this tomorrow, but I said they're not ready. They want to get 90%, and they're going to go for 95% of the people. And so they have to put some more Trojan horses. Listen, I'm an observant person in the New York area. They have this area covered already. They have the Trojan horses up here in New York already. Seriously. You know, I'm in the process of looking for another place to go because it's really that bad. If you're in the proximity of a big city, hey, there is New York. That is the big city. They're gonna hit that target of 95% of the people, knocked off in a matter of minutes. This is reality. There's crazy people that have control of the weapons that can do this, and trying to coax them on to be loving is not enough. You know, we have this collective wheel of man, and we have to get it rolling. The wheel's been set in motion, but we have to keep it rolling because there's a consort plan to slow it down and actually bring it to a halt. Because in order to control the world and the human race, you can't have a collective wheel of man moving forward. You have to keep everyone stagnated or asleep. That's what the movie The Matrix was about. It's telling you it's happened already. To some people, it has. You know, the real Matrix. I mean, you're just not paying attention. Cell phone is the Matrix. It's there, and everybody is, going along with it. You know, and believing that this is the world through the cell phone. This is the matrix that they have you caught in already. And then there's branches of the matrix, fake news media. And boy, are they fake news. And is it ever being proved with this Los Angeles fiasco? I mean, since the whole thing started, one lie after another. The lies have been proven to have been lies by those who were investigating. And the fake news keeps telling the same old malarkey of lies. Haven't changed their story one bit. New pieces of evidence keep coming up, and they're just ignoring that. They're just sticking with the original story. Do you realize how sick that is? I mean, but this is the world we're living in, you know? And we have to wake up and understand that government is not our friend. It should be. There's a few good people in government, but the key positions of government and the key positions of the military, not only in this country but in other countries, is in control of maniacs. You know, they have all the key positions. You know, if we use the chessboard as a representation, I don't know if everybody understands what a chessboard is and the chess pieces. You know, you got the big, powerful pieces, and then you got the pawns. Well, general public, we're nothing but pawns. All the key, powerful pieces on the chessboard, the queen, the king, the bishops, isn't that funny, bishops, as in Catholic Church, huh? Yeah, religions are used to control people, too. The knights representing the military, the castles, you know, where the rich world controllers live. All the key pieces on the chessboard, the king, of course, the king is just, he's a front piece, you know. That's what chess teaches us, too. The most powerful piece on the chessboard is the queen. The king, he's just, you know, he's just out there as a face. And that's exactly kind of like what we have here going on today. There's, it's all messed up. And all the key pieces, all the power pieces are under the control of evil. And they are not going to be too considerate of loving people. And there's our dilemma. You know, if we were just to be left alone, we could all eventually respond to love and goodness. But they're not going to leave us alone. It's time to wake up and see that, you know? And as I said, you need to go outside, get off the cell phone, get off the TV, get off the computer, go outside and start looking at what's happening, you know? Tonight's good a time as any. Like I said, there's supposed to be a full moon out there, but or almost full moon. But it's easier to see in the daytime if you go out there in the daytime. You're going to see the chemtrails. Yes, I have to talk about the chemtrails because we're slowly being poisoned every day of our lives. You know? Unless you're going to lock yourself up in your house, get expensive super filters, because the chemtrail nanoparticles, once they're falling down to Earth, can actually get sucked in through your air conditioner. If we're never going to go out again and take a breath of fresh air, though it's no longer fresh, you're going to get exposed to these nanoparticles. And they're like an evil in themselves. They get in your body and go past the blood-brain barrier. They will affect your intelligence. They will affect your body. They'll give you cancer. These particles, they'll take you down eventually before your time. They'll make your life miserable. And we're allowing this to be done to us every day. The reason I have to talk about this, okay, because we got, like, you know, several different schools of thought playing out now. You know, we have the information from those who work personally with the extraterrestrials. Yes, extra ETs exist. Again, fake news media, lying government want to still perpetuate the story that there aren't any ETs. It's all a conspiracy, yeah. Less people are believing that nonsense now. And we've been presented with the information the Earth is going to split. That there can exist more than one reality, and the Earth is being assisted in moving into what's referred to as a higher dimension of reality. Time we start talking about this, you know, higher dimension of reality is where everything vibrates faster. That's where the word higher vibrations on a scale, you know. And when the numbers go higher, you're going higher, and that's where the Earth is moving. Cycles per second. We're going to take a big leap. It's a reality. And some of us are going to go there, and the ones that are still focusing on the hate, and they are consumed with their own hate and doing evil and siding with demonic beings, they're not going to follow us into this new reality. And we don't want to be in their reality, because that's just a continuation of suffering and conflict. If you have intelligence in your mind, if you're a good person, you want to move into the new reality. It requires that you let go of your over controls or the controls that have been planted in your mind and allow your vibrations to increase so you can just slip into it. That's why all these people study breath and concentration of thought. It helps you increase your vibrations. And of course, we're living in a world where the authorities, the so-called authorities, the fake authorities, are doing everything in their power to slow us down, because they don't want to lose control of this human race. They have so much fun with us. In fact, I was watching, I watched some of the classic just TV shows. They have them out there now on free TV and stuff like that. They do reruns of all the famous shows of the past, which is good, because in my opinion, there are no good shows on now, pretty much. They pretty much stink. Everything is too over control. Everything is too violent. But one of the classic shows of the last century was Star Trek. Most of us are familiar with it. Well, I was watching a rerun of the one of the original Star Treks, which I think are the best ones, because the stories are new and fresh. The stories that hadn't been presented before so much in sci-fi movies. So anyhow, there's this Star Trek story going on, and they're Captain Kirk and his crew, they've been boarded by the Klingons, I believe it is. Whatever, one of their enemies, doesn't matter which one. And they have taken over the Enterprise, and their little military group or something is sabotaging and trying to take control of the Enterprise, the ship that Captain Kirk is captain of. So there's a third entity in this drama, and they represent it. The graphics weren't too good back then in the original Star Trek, because they didn't have the technologies to make great images like they do today. Digital wasn't being used. It's like this mist that radiates different colors, and it's traveling through the ship, and they finally figure out they're going through one experience after another. They finally figure out that this third entity is controlling their thoughts to get them to be violent and engage in conflict. And they see themselves, even members of Star Trek, friends, getting at each other's throats, getting angry for nothing. And so the story brings the point that there's manipulation going on to keep people in conflict, and that these entities that do these things, they feed off this anger and hate and violence. And then eventually, by the end of the show, Captain Kirk convinces the other guy, the Klingons or whatever group it was, that we have to unite against this evil force that keeps putting thoughts in our heads to get us fighting against each other. And the only way we can do that is we have to stop all our negative thoughts about revenge and hate and war, and just hold on to them and don't allow them to be projected. And then the entity will go away, and that's exactly how they defeat this entity. They even go to the point of telling a few jokes, and then once the entity realizes that these humans cannot be manipulated anymore, it leaves the Enterprise and travels out into space. You know, but it's a great story because that's exactly what we got going on here today. We got fake news media, we got fake governments, we got behind the scenes rich people, we got the ruling families, we got the remnants of the 12 planet race whose bloodline runs through a small portion of the universe, the human race rather, and they're all manipulating us through mind control to get us to keep on fighting each other, and it's for their amusement. Of course, demonic beings know how to do that too. So we have all these things. It's not like in Star Trek episode. There was only one creature that had to deal with mind manipulation. On Earth here, we have probably dozens of mind manipulators. This is what makes life difficult. And we have to understand what's happening. They finally reasoned it out in Star Trek episode. And that's why I talk about it, because it's time to wake up and understand that it is happening to us. That's why we have all the continued violence going on. It's called mind control. The sophistication of mind control is staggering. They even know how to program machines to do it now. And they can program anybody to go out and do something stupid. If you're a weak-minded person, and there are a lot of weak-minded people out there, they can get you to go do a mass shooting or trick you to show up at a hotel room and be the passive, even though you weren't planning on doing that. Mind control enough people to do a false flag operation. This is our reality. And this is why, it's going to take, the whole situation on the Earth is going to take more than just people focusing on love. That would be great if we all did it, but let's face the reality. Not everyone is going to participate in that, and it only takes one rotten apple to spoil the whole bushel, and one or two evil entities control millions of people, because this is the reality, what we're doing, and time is running out. Just like time's running out on the show. We're getting to the end of the show. I'll say it one more time. Happy birthday, John Lennon. I'm doing the show from New York, so it's already the 8th. That means John Lennon's birthday is only tomorrow. Well, all I can say is that if you got nothing to do, buy yourself on Sunday, or rather Monday, October 9th, go buy yourself a Beatles tape and listen to the words of the songs, especially the ones John Lennon is singing. And that in itself is enlightenment of a kind. And that's why John Lennon needs more recognition than the world is willing to give him at this point in time. Like I said, there should be statues of him all around America with some of his great sayings below the statues. All you need is love. Let me see, another song he wrote, It's Only Love. It goes on and on and on. And the words of Beatles songs, John Lennon was a master of putting wit and philosophy into the words of the Beatles songs, and he continued to do it in his solo career. For that alone, he deserves recognition. She loves you. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. What great statement. You know, he's one of the guys that are out there saying, I want to hold your hand. Well, I mean, such a passive statement. I mean, passive statement filled with love, you know? Those were the songs that won people over. If there's anything that you want, anything I can do, just call on me and I'll send it along with love from me to you. Okay, everybody, it's getting to the end of the show. I want to just mention before I go, go out there, look at the chemtrails in the day. Become part of the collective wheel of man. Start sending letters, tweeting the White House, President Trump. Forget about the Congress. They're not going to do anything for anybody. You know, they've been told about chemtrails. They don't want to do anything. We're getting killed every day with chemtrails. Watch out for the note creatures. N-O-T-E creatures, the note creatures, not of this earth. They're out there. Sometimes they look like humans. Sometimes they're on some lonely road as you're driving there. You see any flying saucers stopping near you? Don't get out, because those are the ones who abduct people and mistreat them. Just keep driving. So that's pretty much it. I'm going to wrap this show up. One more important statement. You know, everybody is out there wants to talk about the problems. Well, just talking about the problems, first of all, you know, we know what the problems are already. We know all the problems. To just talk about the problems is not enough. The second step is having a solution to the problems. I'm the guy who has the solutions to the problems. That's why I'm running for president. You know? If you're listening to this radio station and want to be part of doing something to change the world for the better, get in touch with me. Or for starters, buy my CD, Songs Better Than Dylan, some of the most greatest philosophical songs ever written. I learned to write songs like that from great men like John Lennon, a great songwriter, a great singer. And this is worth buying, you people that just want to focus on love, fine. Well, I've got a lot of focus on love in my songs. It'll inspire you and cause you to think about new things that you never thought about, because I'm a thinking person. I think outside the box. I think beyond the box. I think beyond the earth. And I learned the technique of how to put that thinking and philosophy into songs. So it's available at CD Baby. CD Baby. Go on the internet, punch in Store, STORE, .CDBaby. And now you can get it at CD Baby, my album of fantastic songs that are an honor to John Lennon in a way, because they make a lot of social political statements. And I have to give credit to people like John Lennon for teaching me how to be a songwriter and a recording artist. Thank you, John. Happy birthday, John Lennon. And it's time to end the show. Tune in next Saturday. Follow me on Twitter. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. And as usual, you're going to hear the end of a great rock and roll song of mine, followed by the first song off my CD album that you can buy on CD Baby now. And the name of that song is I Gotta Be Somebody. First song on my CD for sale called Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
positive thing. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people